Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No one's listening to that. Jason Kelce was on hold. Thank you, Cheryl. Jason just got inspired. Listen to the Shirley on the line with us. Starting center, Philadelphia Eagles, Jason Kelce. Hi, Jason.
How's it going, guys?
Did you hear that, Jason? Nope. This city's nuts. It's been a week of this now. Is it kind of getting into the locker room? Are you feeling the electricity in Philadelphia with the 5-1 record?
Well, you definitely feel the entire city right now is electrified. You know, everybody's really excited about the season, excited about how things are going. When you're out and about and interacting with everybody, everybody's – you can just feel the excitement from everybody. So, but that definitely feeds into us and, you know – we sure would like to keep this thing rolling.
Well, I think, you've always been very optimistic. Did you envision that six games into the season, Jason, the Philadelphia Eagles would have the best record in the National Football League, the entire league as of last night when when your brother lost in a controversial game on Thursday Night Football? You got the best record in the league right now.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I didn't really think about it like that before the season. You don't think about like what's our record going to be halfway through the season or six games in or whatever. I just thought that we had a really, really good football team. If you look at our players across the board, I think that we have a lot of good players on offense and defense in all phases of the game. And I thought we had pretty good players last year, but this year we're doing a lot better job of putting it all together. You know, not killing ourselves and basically closing out close games.
Well, what's his name? Carson yesterday was talking about this. He said it feels differently than it did last year. Do you sense the same thing, Jason?
Well, it definitely feels different. I think that I don't know whether it's the second season under Doug and everybody being more comfortable around each other or if it's just the fact that, everybody's a little bit tighter. It definitely feels different, and I can't really put my finger on it, but everybody's certainly, I guess, I don't want to say all together, but, it kind of feels more like a family environment than it did last year, and I think that that's something that's always good.
Well, that kind of leads to when Doug was hired here, and I'm real curious about this, Jason. A lot was made out of the fact that he's more player-friendly than his predecessor, Chip Kelly. Is that important to a team? Is it important to like the head coach?
I think it's important for the head coach to be able to manage all sorts of people and different personalities. Because at the end of the day, you're in charge of motivating everybody, whether it's players, coaches, whoever. And it's your job to make sure that you're getting the best out of that person on game day. I think that that's above and beyond. That might be the most important thing of a head coach. And I think that in order to do that, you have to understand people. You have to understand different personalities. And I think Doug does a pretty good job of that.
Jason, I don't grade film, but people who do say you're having a hell of a season. Last year, fine, but not like this. What got you up this next level? What changed?
I think that, we definitely worked really hard towards the second half of last season and especially this off season on improving a lot of the techniques that was giving me issues. And those have been a lot better. Low hands, not playing high. Obviously I'm an undersized guy or I'm a smaller size for a center in the NFL. So when you don't play with proper technique, when you don't play and do the things that you're coached to do and you kind of improvise sometimes, that can, obviously lead to some really bad plays. And I don't know whether that was because I was, you get some injuries or you as you get older, you start to lose track sometimes maybe. But I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing right now. I mean, that's the focus right now, and that's what stouts on me, is just keep doing what I'm doing, keep using my hands the way I'm using them, and if that continues to happen, I should continue to play well.
You guys are running more. Do you like that?
Yeah.
I for sure.
Go ahead.
No, the people said you're undersized, and everybody went, well, maybe he's not that good against the run. But you've been very good against the run. So I just wondered if you enjoy doing that part of the job.
Well, you know, I'm actually historically a much better run blocker than a pass blocker. And the reason for that being is that I'm an athletic guy and I'm explosive. So once I'm allowed to get my momentum going in the run game, I'm pretty effective. Pass blocking is really where I have to especially maintain good fundamentals and good technique, because going backwards, already being lighter than the other guy, that's where the weight can have a bigger impact, in my opinion. But, the reason I like running the ball, and I wouldn't like to be a team that comes out there and runs the ball, you know, 40 or 50 times a game. I mean, run blocking's fun, but really the fun part comes when you're balanced and when the defense doesn't know what's coming. I think that, you know, balance makes everything easier from an offensive line's perspective. You know, sometimes you get into situations where you have to throw the ball, and I understand that. But when you're in a situation where the defense knows you're passing and they can tee off and design all these blitzes and stunts and things like that, you know, that's going to be tough for any offensive lineman.
That's a great explanation.
And I think that when you're balanced and teams can't really get a beat on that, and I think that part of that is because we've been playing up and ahead in a lot of these games, that we've been able to stay balanced, really makes it a lot of fun for an offensive lineman especially.
Hey, Jason, we've been spent a lot of time in the past week talking about refs. I'm not going to ask you to evaluate any. I understand the particulars. Do the players talk about refs a lot behind the scenes? Do you guys quietly share your notes on what you think of the way the refs performed in a game?
Well, I don't think personally, you don't too often look at refs too often. Like reffing a really bad game, or looking at a crew and saying bad things about like a particular crew or a particular guy. You more notice really bad calls in the middle of a game. And I think that, you know, obviously last game, I think we had, you know, in my mind, at least two probably really bad ones. But you try not to take it personally. You try not to really attack the guy as like an individual. You know, at the end of the day, in football, you're always playing games where sometimes you have calls go your way and sometimes you have calls that don't go your way, and you got to play the game that the officials are calling. And I mean, it doesn't do you a lot of good to complain about it. Now, does that still happen? Absolutely. I mean, you know, we work extremely hard. And when something happens like that, whether it's our own guys making a mistake or officials making a mistake, you know, I think that's definitely something that guys definitely talk about.
Well, you got three home games in a row, Jason, starting Monday night. And can the fans help? I know they've been a help for you already on the road. How important is it for the fans to be there to support the Eagles the next three games?
I mean, the fans are going to be there to support the Eagles. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, the fan base, especially, I mean, you just said it, on the road, we've been playing half of our games with, you know, half of the stadium being Eagles fans. I mean, it's been incredible. And, I mean, this fan base is second to none. The way they travel, the way they show up at home, and especially with the way we're playing right now, I expect a pretty hostile environment for Washington coming in on Monday night.
And you know what? It's a thrill to hear somebody say that. Jason, continued success, man. We're having a hell of a fun season. Thanks very much, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Angelo.
Jason Kelce, starting center for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I just got to tell you, that's great.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.